This is the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
720 WGN.
Brian Noonan in for Steve Cochran. Steve, back with you on Monday morning, all rested and ready for the big stretch through the holidays. It's been a fun week. The 8 o'clock hour of the Steve Cochran Show is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks. You know, when you're a cowboy, you can handle a lot of things. Yeah. You can handle riding a bull. Mm-hmm. You can rope. You can wrangle.
Yep.
What you can't do is outsmart Chicago traffic.
Oh, yeah.
That is trouble. And that's why, instead of having Sean Willingham sitting across from me, I am speaking to him on the phone. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Fine. So you're stuck in traffic?
Yeah, this Chicago traffic's pretty interesting.
You know what would have gotten you through had you just ridden your bull? They would have gotten right out of your way.
The Red Sea would part.
Everything would have parted when you got a professional bull rider coming down the street. Sean Willingham is sponsored by PBR, the professional bull riders Built Ford Tough Series, which is coming to the Allstate Arena on January 9th and 10th. I've had the privilege of going to one of these events a couple years ago. It is phenomenal. You have qualified for 11 world finals. You have broken your neck. You've been one of the longest. You haven't missed a Built Ford Tough Series event since 2004. How can you do this? Because I got to be honest, Sean, and I know you've heard this before, your line of work seems a little bit crazy.
It is definitely crazy, and you know, it's a tough sport, and there's a lot of injuries that are involved with what we do in riding bulls. I mean, a 160-pound man trying to, you know, go up against an 1,800-pound animal there's going to be injuries, you know, down the road. I've had a pretty good career and been lucky enough to keep going for as long as I have, and you know, show up each and every week and, you know, and ride bulls for the fans that come out and watch us and give them great entertainment.
So you've had 7 straight world finals appearances. You've finished as high as 4th in the world. How does somebody become a professional bull rider? Did you always ride bulls? Did you rodeo in different ways and then come into bull riding? How'd you end up where you are?
I cut my eye, you know, at a young age, and I wanted to try it. And, you know, I played sports growing up all through school, and, you know, I was big in basketball. Growing up, that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to play basketball in the NBA, and, you know, I got introduced to the sport of bull riding at about age of 15, and, you know, I started getting on and went to some high school rodeos, and I did some amateur-level stuff, you know, by my house, and, you know, then I got a full scholarship to college to ride bulls, and I went out to college for a little while and then turned professional. So it was something that, you know, it wasn't in the family. Nobody in my family has ever rode bulls or even rodeoed or rode horses. So it was just something at a young age, you know, I thought was interesting. And once I tried it, you know, it was very challenging to me. And, you know, it didn't come easy. And that's what gave me the drive to keep going back to it. And then I realized, you know, once I got to figuring out I could stay on one for 8 seconds, that they would pay you money to do that. And so in high school, you know, I'm like, heck, I can go this rodeo or bull riding this weekend and make, you know, $1,000, and my brother's having to work being a waiter or a bus boy, and he's only making, you know, $100 a night, and I'm all like, this makes sense. I'm just going to ride bulls.
Yeah, but nobody at the restaurant's going to step on his head.
True. I mean, the fear factor was definitely there, but I was always a daredevil, I guess, as a younger kid anyways.
So you go up to your mom and your dad and you say, hey, I want to ride bulls. What's their reaction?
They told me I was crazy, and that was never happened. That's what they said. And so it took me a little while. It probably took them 2 months for me, you know, just aggravating them every day. We'd come home after school, and it's me and probably 4 or 5 of my friends, and we just kept on aggravating. I knew my dad knew the guy that puts on our local hometown rodeo every year, and we just kept on and kept on. And eventually, I guess he's all like, all right, I'm just going to take these kids and let them get it out of their system. And my other buddies, they got it out of their system the first one, and then my reaction, I told my dad I want to get on another one right away, and he said, oh no, we're in trouble. And I was like, I just want to try it again, you know, it's still riding me. So
hey, Sean, can you tell when you climb on that bull whether it's going to be a good ride?
Most of the time I can. I try to think that it's going to be a good ride every time I get on one, but sometimes they have a different plan, you know, in mind too.
Now, Sean, you're coming in for the PBR Built Ford Tough Series at the Allstate Arena. For those who don't know, I mean, everybody kind of knows bull riding. You mentioned it before, 8 seconds. But what else goes in to the judging? Because when I was sitting in the Allstate Arena watching the event, it was really exciting, but all I knew was the cowboy stayed on or the cowboy fell off.
Yeah, there's we have to ride 8 seconds, and then within that 8 second ride, there's judges that will be the judge the bull scored 1 to 50, and the rider 1 to 50 for a total of 100 points. So you want a better bull to where the bull has a higher score, and if you sit on top of him in total control, your points are going to be higher as well.
Well, how do they judge the bull?
You don't want to be hanging on the side or nothing and trying to just hang on, because that'll give you a lower score on your end of the deal.
So you want to sit up kind of straight. The guys I saw who scored the highest, they're sitting up kind of straight. They got the one arm up. They're looking good. Yep. But how do they judge the bull?
Just on how high they kick, how fast they spin. If they have any tricks, you know, there's different caliber bulls. You know, some of them you'll see that really just jump real high in the air and go straight across the arena or stay close and don't spin. And the difficulty is not there. So the more difficult the bull is to ride, and if we stay in control, the higher the points are for the bull.
And is that a random pick for the Cowboys? Do they just, you go in and they say, all right, Sean, this ride you're going with bull number 18, and you know, well, in the past this bull's scored pretty high, but, you know, you never really know what's happening?
Yeah, that's it. This is all a random draw, and so we just go with whatever that computer spits out to us, and you know, hopefully you draw one of those better bulls that's going to give you a good score and keep riding, you know. Hopefully you do that all weekend long so you can accumulate, you know, two or three rides together to be that champion for that weekend.
Well, now, I would imagine that they, you know, they're picking these bulls based on what they've done in the past. Have you ever gotten on a bull that you've seen guys ride before and this bull is jumping all over the place and it's one that you figure you're going to get some good points off of, and the bull that day is just a little bit tired and just wanders out of the chute and says, you know what, yeah, Sean, I'm not going anywhere today.
Yeah, that happens quite a bit, you know, more often than you would think. You draw one of those better bulls, and they just have an off day, and, you know, your score's low, but you're liable to still ride them and have a pretty good score to give you a chance to place good in the average for the, because it's all accumulated over the weekend for as an average. You'll get on two bulls, and then the top 15 will get on the third bull on that last day.
In all your professional riding, Sean, what's the scariest moment you've had on a bull?
Oh, I guess probably when I cracked my skull, which probably would have been the scariest for me overall. And then recently, everybody's all like, you know, I broke my neck last April. And
wow. That
was, it didn't really bother me that bad. I didn't think that was my worst injury I'd ever had, you know, because my neck never really never hurt. It just kind of hurt more in my shoulders and everywhere else. But my neck never bothered me, so I think that's why I come back to competition so soon, because my neck, it never really did bother me at all.
Wow.
Considering it's your neck, and you know, that's probably the most dangerous thing you could hurt, you know, as a doing anything in life.
Do you wear a helmet?
I do wear a helmet. So after I cracked my skull, I wore a helmet after that. I think that would have been definitely my scariest moment.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying. That just that sounds awful. All right, so the Professional Bull Riders Chicago Invitational kicks off the 2016 season. It's at the Allstate Arena, January 9th and 10th. So it's a 2-day event. How does that run? What happens the first day, and then what happens the second day?
The first day, you'll have all 35 guys will get on a bull, and then the second day, the same 35 guys will get on the second bull, and then they take the two highest scores or one score, and they bring the top 15 as an average back to get on a third bull. So sometimes you can squeak in there on one bull, and, you know, if you have a good ride, say if you're in the higher upper 80s, low 90s, you'll get on a chance to get on a third bull in a short round, and if you're successful there, you still could come out, a champion just on two bulls, and if nobody stays on three.
And how important are the clowns?
Oh, man, they're our lifesavers. If it wasn't for them, there'd be a lot more wrecks out there in the arena. And those guys amaze me every time I see them go. And just knowing they're in the arena, you know, that gives us confidence to take care of our part, and, you know, and gives us a little bit of relief knowing that they're out there to save us when the ride is over.
Are they former riders themselves, or are there guys who just specialize in being the rodeo clowns?
That's all they do. I haven't seen nobody that does. You know, there's a few guys that was ex-bull riders, but not at this level. The guys that we have now, you know, that's what they was born to do, and I guess, you know, they was raised up in the bullfighting world, and they started at a young age like I did. You know, riding bulls, they started at a young age, practicing fighting them and knowing where to be at when the ride is over.
Yeah, that's a gutsy. I mean, your job is gutsy. That job is gutsy. Well, Sean, I'm sorry you couldn't make it in. Hopefully traffic treats you a little better as the day goes on. Good luck when the Professional Bull Riders Chicago Invitational kicks off. It's January 9th and 10th. If folks want to go see you, they can go to Ticketmaster.com and get their tickets. They can go to the Allstate Arena box office, or they can call 800-745-3000. Tickets start as low as $20. It's easy to get tickets, and I'll tell you, I didn't know what to expect, and I went to my first event, and it was a blast. For more information, they can go to pbr.com. Sean, good luck, and keep that helmet on. We don't want your skull getting cracked again.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
Take care. That's Sean Willingham. He is one of the big riders, a guy who has never missed a Built Ford Tough Series event since 2004. He's had 7 straight World Finals appearances, and yet he is bested by Chicago traffic, as we all are.
It's too bad they don't have a pro-am. I'd love to see you get out there on a bull.
I rode a mechanical bull once.
Yeah.
I got on the bull. I went up.
Mm-hmm.
I went down.
Yeah.
The bull went up, and I just kept going. And this was back when I was a lot bigger.
Uh-huh.
And bigger Brian flying through the air, landing on these mats, not fun at all. So if you want to see real bull riders, and if you're skeptical, trust me, you got to see this event, because watching these guys on these animals is crazy good fun. The Professional Bull Riders Built Ford Tough Series, again, January 9th and 10th at the Allstate Arena. Go to Ticketmaster.com, PBR.com. Go to the Allstate Arena box office. If you see a cowboy walking down the street with a bull, stop him. He might have some tickets. I don't know any other way you can get tickets. I couldn't make it easier for you. We'll do some more on the other side. It's WGN.